Welcome to the Daily Motivation Podcast. As Zig Ziglar reminds us, motivation doesn't last, but neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily. And that's why this podcast is here for you daily. In these episodes, you'll hear tips on staying pumped up to lose weight, start a business, or reach any and all professional goals that you have in mind. Follow and tune in to stay positive, inspired, and motivated to shine one day at a time. So today I want to talk a little bit about living in the moment, and I'm going to tell a little bit of a story. I think I might have told this before, but I'm going to spin it slightly different way. So when I was in high school, we read the play Our Town. If you're not familiar with this play, I'll just say this is funny to me. I wasn't a fan. I didn't enjoy it. I didn't like it. I thought it was stupid. But you ever have something that just like a thought or something that resonates with you and just kind of echoes throughout forever? I'm not going to say that necessarily it's the best play in the world, but it did give me this thought about this concept, which I've continued to think about for the rest of my life. So here it is, years and years and years later, and I still continue to think about this. So basically in the play, I'll summarize if you haven't read it, and it's been quite a while. I literally haven't read it since high school, so anyone who's more familiar with it, don't judge if I'm getting some details wrong. But in essence, the whole play is people who have passed on basically speaking to the living back and forth. So that's kind of how it's done. And if I remember correctly, too, it's one of those plays that, again, I'm not a theater major. I don't remember what it's called, but where they don't really have a lot of props. It's done very minimalist, like people sitting on a chair and speaking, and a lot of lighting, like interesting lighting and all. And again, the characters are speaking to, I don't even know if it's themselves or whatever, but they're reflecting, basically the ones who have died are reflecting upon their lives. And they're thinking about, like, that's the way they represent death, that you are just laying in your coffin forevermore, just reflecting on the life that you had. So that is the concept, at least, that I took away from the play. And then I, throughout my life, have thought to myself, like, what if, like, because, you know, we all have different visions of what happens after we die. Of course, there's the pearly gates and, you know, all kinds of different versions of heaven or, you know, whatever else you might believe. And I've definitely have my own Christian beliefs, but I always thought what an interesting concept it would be, because I'm also very into sci-fi and just, you know, spooky stories and stuff. What if, just, let's just say this as a what if. This is not to fight about religion or anything like that, but what if your afterlife was like that? What if it was just the only thing you do for eternity after you pass is just to think about the life that you lived? Now, in my particular concept, I thought to myself, what if eternity instead was something where you could only relive days of your life? Like, what if you live your life, you live every day of it, and then in your afterlife, the only way that you can continue to experience emotions and experiences is you do get to go ahead and choose, okay, I want to re-experience that particular day over and over and over. And you just get to re-experience it. You don't get to do anything different. You just get to re-experience it exactly the way it played out. So why does this concept sort of hit me so hard? It's because I think to myself how often we are not really present in the moment of our lives. In our brains, we're always stressed about this or that, or we're thinking about the future. We're thinking about, gosh, okay, I have to do this. I have to do that. I have to make sure I pay that bill. I have to make sure I get the emissions on the car done. I've got to make sure I sign such and so up for this or that. And we're thinking about the future, or we're thinking about the past. We're like, oh, I'm so frustrated that that happened. I wish that hadn't happened. I missed out on this. I missed out on that. Or in the moment, we're just frustrated with where we are in our moment. You know, like I, throughout my day, I'm like, kids, you know, leave me be. I got to clean up the kitchen and then I got to do this and then I got to do that. Come on, go play, get out of my hair. And just imagine, say, for example, that concept that I threw out there came true and I got to choose amongst my days and in my afterlife, I got to say, okay, that Thursday, October 14th is the day I want to re-experience. On a loop. I'm just going to get to do it maybe for 6 months straight. I'll just re-experience that day. And how frustrated would I be if I were put back into my body and back into my day. And, you know, I at first would be so excited, like, oh my gosh, I get to relive this world. Yay, this is awesome. I get to taste and feel and smell and experience. I get to see my children again. I get to see what they looked like at this age, where they were this age, and we were doing these things. And then as I went throughout my day, my, you know, body that I'm in and my person that I'm, you know, tagging along with is being frustrated with the kids and focusing on the kitchen and the cleaning up the dishes and thinking about the bills. And how much would that person who's now trying to live an eternity of these moments be frustrated with that lens that they were looking through? How angry would I be that I was like, why didn't I have a day where instead I, you know, went and played with the kids and went and did some games with them and, you know, was sweet and nice and wasn't frustrated with them, and we snuggled up and watched a movie or went and started a fire and roasted s'mores? And how much more could I have enjoyed that day? And then how amazing would it have been to then re-experience that day over and over, where I had this full embracing attitude the whole day of the wonderful things in my life and wasn't doing that thing where I was thinking about the bills and thinking about the stresses and thinking about the things I had to clean and do and this and that. Now, I'm not saying we can all live like this every minute of every day and that we need to just drop everything and let all of the, you know, house crumble around us and our job stop getting done. But in getting those things done, we can still have a better attitude. We can still maybe make concessions and say, you know what, I'm going to clean the kitchen for 20 minutes. Once that's done, then we'll go play a board game. And then I'll get back to my next thing. And we can have a better thought process of, I'm going to have my fun in the moment. I'm going to actually enjoy this day. I'm going to be present in my mind with the people around me. I'm going to have my fun right here, right now, this minute, as well as get my other stuff done. And then just imagine what a wonderful, better experience that would be all around. And if we ever do live my sci-fi, you know, project and have to pick a day where we're stuck for eternity, reliving it over and over and over, how much of a nicer day would that be? I know it's a little out there. I know it's a little woo-woo, but I do think that to myself sometimes. I do think, like, man, if all I had in my life was Groundhog Day and I got to experience the same thing over and over, but in this case, I can't change anything. It's not like in Groundhog Day where he can actually do things differently. If I was stuck just doing the same things, how mad would I be at myself the 300th time I told my daughter, like, no, you can't help me cook right now. I'm trying to hurry up. How much would I be just begging myself, why didn't you say yes? Why didn't you say, come on, let's make some cookies together. Come on, let's have some fun. Why didn't you have a better attitude in that moment so that you could relive that moment and make those memories rather than the ones you actually made out of just prioritizing efficiency and what's next and trying to hurry up and make things better in the future instead of having that day be extra special? So again, a little bit of a woo-woo concept. That's kind of the way my brain works. Maybe yours is different, but maybe you'll like to ponder on this concept today and think it through and just go ahead and imagine and see what you might change if, you know, you knew you were going to be stuck in that scenario. If you knew today was the day you were going to have to relive as, you know, just like Groundhog Day over and over and over, but you couldn't do anything different, you just had to do it the way you did it the first time, what would you change? Who would you smile at more? Who would you be kinder to? Who would you say, you know what, let's do that now instead of later? What would you say yes to rather than let's wait? Think it through. Maybe it'll make a difference today. And if it does, then high five. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to sign up for Daily Motivation Mail and have these episodes sent straight to your inbox. Also, head to the website motivationdepot.net to check out all of the other products, tools, and resources we have to help you stay motivated to shine one day at a time.